Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I want to get the first word in.
Yes.
We're flipping back. We're flipping back, Tom. We're back.
Jack, we're back
from that hell. We're back from that hell that was touring.
Shithole of a tour.
Fucking horrible. We're
Tommy
back.
And it. We should have called it, Jack. Tommy and it. Not the survival tour. Tommy and it. The shithole tour.
Tommy and it barely fucking survived. And his mates. And his
Tommy
mates
and
barely
it,
fucking
Tommy
survived.
Tommy and it fucking survived.
That hell.
His fans, wankers.
It was a great time. We had a lovely time. We're going to talk about it.
Jack,
yeah.
I have news for you.
I'm so excited
to make that noise
so
again.
So glad to be doing the podcast
Good
again.
News.
Yeah.
Great news. Excellent news. Guess what it is, Jack?
She's back.
Who?
You know who? You know who?
Who?
Princess Diana.
No. Better news than, well, no, a little less good than that.
Oh. Fine, well, it's not going to be, whatever. I got well excited then as well. She was my princess.
Can I be honest? I honestly God thought you were doing a you've got back with your old girlfriend joke there. I thought, really? Like, in the minute, I thought that was all.
Princess Diana.
I honestly God thought, like, what are you doing? It's like a minute in, my heart dropped. I went all quiet. No. Better news than all of this. My mum watches the podcast and she reckons she's came back to it. She didn't like when you slagged off her boudoir many months ago, so she binned it off.
You slagged off her boudoir.
Yeah, but you slagged it off more. But she came back and she reckons it's well good. So we can keep going.
Wow. Thank God we can keep going with
it's
this right. thing that makes us millions.
Makes us millions. But millions. Jack, what's the title of the podcast? Together with me. 3, 2, 1. Shut up, I'm talking.
Shut up, I'm talking. Woo, woo. That was maybe the shittest one we've done yet. That was so corny.
Right, so we need to boost each other's morale, not pull each other down. Okay, and you pull me down there.
Sorry for pulling
you
down.
How are you? I haven't seen you for a week.
I know, we've actually genuinely, this is probably the first podcast where we've not seen each other.
Thank fuck.
In ages.
I think we avoided each other on purpose.
Yes.
Yeah, because we'd seen 2 months
too
of
much
other.
Of each other.
Yeah.
And also the episode, the one that, just released as of filming this is the one where it's called
We Need Time Apart. We really did.
But I think a lot of people thought the podcast was ending, so they're going to get a right shock when this episode
comes out. We don't
and
need
the one before this
anymore.
Comes out. And
Jack, quit talking, man. Oh my God, because that's not how this goes. It's not just unprompted talking, for God's sake. No. We have a segment.
I think we do every week.
You're going to begin a segment. And guess what, new viewers? We're not going to tell you what it is. You have to guess in the comments once you figure out what it's about. Go ahead, Jack.
All right,
but
Tom,
returning viewers, they know.
For me, this...
It's the worst moment of the week. Oh, I can't keep it in anymore. It's our worst
It's our worst moment of the week.
Of the week,
but it's also...
Oh,
that's sort of more of a ceremonial title because we've not filmed in a few
frustrated.
Weeks.
Yeah.
So it's also
worst moment
more,
of the past... Nearly month.
Really. Nearly month. We've had a while without filming. My worst moment actually did happen a few weeks ago. It happened in Singapore, the great nation of Singapore. We visited for the first time. We went through on our tour. It was our last location. And we went to a national heritage site, a big location in Singapore called Lau Pa Sat. It's a hawker market. I think I'm saying that right. I hope I'm saying that right. Otherwise, I'm going to look like a fucking idiot. I'm just thinking about being
Please
an
don't
idiot.
Get self-conscious,
anyway,
Jack.
Sorry.
You're so strong.
We went to Lau Pa Sat, I think. And while we were there, We got some food and we went, our Aaron, who was filming the podcast while we were on tour, he has family out there. So we met his cousins and they showed us all around and they showed us all the local stuff. And they took us to this hawker market and they were like, these are the best places to eat. We had some beautiful food, cheap food too, man. Like very affordable.
Oh, really?
All of like £5 for a meal. It was great and it was good food and we were happy. And I thought, how better to celebrate such victory than with a beer. So I went to the I do. And right in the center is the drinks bit where it should be, the most heralded part of the market. It's right in the middle. And, you know, Aaron's cousin is like, oh, you should try this one drink. It's a national thing. And I go, I think I'll be trying beer, which is my thing. So they've got Tiger on draft. I've had Tiger before. Tiger is great. I go, great. I look at the menu. There's two prices. There is a cheaper one and a more expensive one. I am quite jet lagged and tired at this point. So I just sort of go, yeah, I want basically, I thought it was half pint. I didn't actually read it. So I was like, yeah, it was called a jug. And I went, cool, that's what they call the pint. I'll have a jug. I'm not questioning at this point the fact that it's 28 Singaporean dollars, equivalent of about 16 or 17 pounds. That would be an expensive pint. But at this point, I'm so tired, I've actually not considered that. I've just ordered it. And then the lady starts filling up a whole pitcher jug of beer, huge beer. And he goes, how many glasses do you want? And I go, oh, shit. And I remember one of Aaron's cousins likes beer. And I go, okay, we'll have two glasses. And I think, oh, what? Fuck it. I've done a nice thing. We'll share it between us. It'll be fine. Whatever. All right. It was a bit more expensive than I wanted. I'll get over it.
Oh, no. I have to drink more beer.
Oh, God, I'm so angry. I can't believe it. That happened so much on that tour. Remember, every time I would order a Coke and they would bring me beer.
And you'd have to drink more beer.
That kept happening. Yeah. But anyway, more beer, whatever. You know, I'll live. You know, I'll live for now. So I have a big tray of all these drinks because everyone else wants drinks as well.
I was sat down eating and you come over with this fucking huge jug of beer.
And then like other drinks as well. I've got like, Aaron ordered a drink and his cousins ordered a drink and, you know, I had like lemonades and shit for everybody. I was the only one with an alcoholic beverage. Anyway, I carry it over the tray, I put it on the table and I start offloading everybody's drinks to where they're sitting, blah, 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 blah. What I've not clocked at this stage is I've put the tray down, not fully on the table. So the tray is hanging over the edge, specifically the bit with the fuck off full jug of beer.
Glass jug.
Glass, thank you for clarifying, of beer. And I, as I'm slowly taking everything off, not realizing that the only thing counterbalancing this is the drinks. So I get to like one of the last ones, I lift it and the whole tray just goes, and I go, oh no. But it's like, it's too late and I try and get my hand under it, but it's just, you watch this happen.
Yeah.
you describe it, you watched it, you'll describe it better than I did.
Because look, it would have either all fell on me or I would have caught it, because where I was sat is where the pitcher came now, but I'd gone over to get myself a mango smoothie and I turn around, I hear the loudest crash and everyone, it's this packed little room, everyone turns around to look and I watch the beer glass slam all over the floor and I watch you put your hands up
to
your head.
It's like 2 litres of beer everywhere.
It's so much beer and I just hear you say in your loud Jack voice, I think you said exactly, this is so sad. Really serious, obviously because it made a mess, but also because you'd lost so much beer. I just sort of watched that and then I thought, oh yeah, so I'd take out my phone and I took a photo of you and it's like your actual disarray.
It's so upset. It's like me head in hands, but through the little bit of my face you can see I'm red as fuck in the face.
And Jack, guess what that photo's gonna be?
Patreon.
We'll
post that.
Oh,
sometimes we forget to do it when
proper argument with this girl at a gig about our Patreon. Anyway, I talk about that later on.
It's in the notes,
Tom. A proper argument. It was just
it's in the notes.
Sorry. Give it a minute. Structure and I went anyway, off and oh, I'm such an idiot.
You'll be glad to know that not all went to waste. Before I'd dropped the jug off the table, I had managed to pour myself a half pint. So don't worry. I just had a $28 half pint of Tiger, which is a fine beer. So that was... I did feel a little bit ripped off. And then when we went to the next place and a whole jug was only $14, I thought... I didn't even get... It was the most expensive jug. Oh, I felt like an idiot. Idiot, stupid boy. You're so that strong. Was my worst moment of the fucking my life.
Well, my worst moment was quite simple. I'm just going to say it now. Yours was worse. I got up. I don't know if you remember last episode, but I had this big beard.
You did have a beard. You still have a bit of a beard now, less.
And I was growing it, and it was getting huge. And I was thinking,
huge is.
I had a haircut, and I felt like the disproportions were a bit off. Now you didn't see me after my haircut; the proportions were a bit off. So I went, right, I'm going to trim my beard a little bit. So I got this electric razor, and I went to shave it, and I did it on the four setting, and I went, oh, it needs a little bit more. And then I did it on the three setting, and I went, that is perfect. And then I went, I wonder what a zero looks like. And then I did that. And I went,
it wasn't even like the guard fell off. You just chose to do it. What an idiot, man.
I did a zero and I went, oh no. I shaved my beard off. But I'd only got one big line shaved off and I thought, I can't really.
You could have goateed it. What,
I couldn't
why?
Have styled that off. I could have, but it. Here's the thing about beards. They, when they're all together, they look really cool. But when you shave one bit of it, it does, you remember it is just like pubic hair on your face. And suddenly I looked the most, I felt the most like grim I've ever felt with the, all these patches of pubes. It was horrible, Jack.
Sure.
And so I was like, nah, it has to all go. It has to go. Because I couldn't do the whole thing as a zero. I thought, no. But what I've decided I'm going to do is on a monthly,
because it's here.
I'm going to grow it. And then on a monthly rota, whenever a woman I love's in pain, I'm going to shave it. So I'm in pain as well. So I'm going to shave it. Monthly. Because I thought no one else can do that because no one has the strange testosterone mass that I have where I just spam a beard. So I thought I'll, yeah. Whenever. So if any women are in pain in the comments, just let me know and I'll shave my beard so I'm in pain with you.
I would do more. Just if it was me personally, I think I would, and I said this recently, people, Jack Manifold fans will know I've already said this, but I'll say it here too. At least six. Anyway, I would, if I could, if only I had this power like Jesus Christ or maybe someone. This is the thing. This is what always pissed me off about Jesus. He seemed to have every power.
This isn't in the notes.
He walked
on,
no, it isn't. This is off the dome. He walked on water. He made lots of fish, I think. But what he didn't do is, if I had those powers, I would have said, every woman on earth, I would have taken all their periods all at once, every period they were ever going to have, and I would feel it. Me, all at once, I'd take all the pain, I go, ah! I'd take all the pain all at once so they never had to have periods again. You know, he died on a cross for our sins, but he didn't take our periods. So that's what I would have done, ladies. Just so you know, shave your beard off, mate.
Yeah, ladies, I won't do that. I won't take the pain of every period.
I would take the pain of it. I could do it, I reckon. I would. It would hurt. I'd have to. I just clenched my jaw so hard, I felt my teeth break.
I imagine, and that was just you imagining the pain of every period.
I imagine
you felt it.
Tom, I know.
But you do it. You'd ruin your life for every woman.
I wouldn't ruin my life.
Period.
It'd be one moment of intense pain.
No, it'd be every month.
No. I would have every period ever for all of history.
I think
all
that
at
I'd
once.
Kill you.
No, not me. I would do a lot of sit-ups to prepare.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, so audience. since we've last been here, just to give you a sense of the timeline, our last episode filmed was the Fits and Swagger Souls.
Which was in Melbourne.
Yes. So we filmed, our last episode with Just Us was in Perth, and we did 4 shows in Australia, Perth.
We did 5 shows.
5, well, but we went to 4 places.
Sorry. It's all right. Like a little bit of factual accuracy.
We did Perth, Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne. We did 2 shows in Melbourne. And then we did a show in Singapore, and then we flew down. It's been a week. So it's been a little bit. But when we were in Australia, we as a two did something properly irresponsible.
I will take the majority of the blame.
You take the lead when you want it. But we were in Brisbane. We've been to the Brisbane Zoo, which we'll talk about later. No, it was amazing.
It was Lone Pine Koala Sanctuary.
No, that's we've been to the Brisbane Zoo.
Then no, we haven't. We went to Lone Pine Koala Sanctuary.
Yeah, but they had kangaroos, so it's a zoo.
Not it's not a zoo. It's
they
a
need to rename.
No, they need to rename it. Zoos are for profits. Sanctuaries are much better.
Shut up! Animals are in a cage, man.
They
weren't even.
No, exactly.
They weren't. They were very.
So
out.
It's a sanctuary. It's a different thing.
Oh, whatever. I'm not some woke arsehole. Anyway, so we've seen some animals. Then a woman there, we'll talk about later, said, go to this place, there's spiders hanging from the roof. Went, all right. So we went over to this nature dome.
You're dumbing this down. So there was a lady we met and she said there was a botanical gardens that had a big row of trees and the spiders inhabited the trees and they made these big webs.
That's
and
what like, I said.
There were spiders hanging from the roof.
Oh. It's not the same.
I'll take over. We went all the way to this place. It was Mount Kutha was where it was, or Kuthna, I can't remember. But we went there. And we went to the botanical gardens and they were just about to close, but we just managed to get in and we saw one of the workers and we went, where are these trees with the spiders? And the lady looked at us like we were fucking insane. I was like, what? And we're like, the trees with the spiders that hang down, there's loads of them. And she was like, we don't have that. And we were like, what? This lady told us they were here. And she was like, no, I don't know who's told you that, but they're not here. I'm like, oh, shit. And she's like, yeah. And we're like, oh, what do we do then? She's like, well, if you go up to the top, there's a viewing point. Sunset's going to happen soon. It'd be lovely if you go to the top of the mountain. It'd be a lovely thing. And you can look around the gardens. We have a little look around the gardens. They're fucking boring. It's just
there's
trees
shit
and
gardens
shit.
And plants.
So we go, fine. She said it wasn't worth a walk. It was an hour up to the mountain or you could get a 10-minute Uber. So we're like, cool, we'll get an Uber. So we go to the car park and we're waiting for our Uber. Guy's about 5 minutes away. This Uber cost all of like £5. It was not particularly expensive. This is important for the story. As we're waiting, this old Aussie fella walks past us and then just goes, what are you boys waiting for?
Let me just pause here and say, this guy was giving bad vibes off the bat.
I don't think he was.
Jack doesn't think he was.
Not off the rip.
I was like, this guy just didn't seem like that friendly, nice old man you'd meet.
He was an old man that just out of nowhere started talking to us.
He was kind of hench though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not friendly.
That's not... Aaron's hench. You wouldn't.
And he's not friendly, is he?
Well, no, he's not. But that's
exactly
him. That's
anyway,
him.
Keep going.
But anyway, it's just me and Tom. Aaron isn't there, so we don't even have our own henchman to assist us. But this guy comes over and he goes, "Oh, what are you boys waiting for?" And I'm like, "Oh, we're getting an Uber up to the top." And he goes, "It's probably really expensive." And I go, "Oh, no, it's fine. It's nothing really." And he goes, "Ah, but you're probably waiting for a while." And I look at it, it's like the guy's like 7 minutes away. I think, yeah, I will be. He goes, "Well, I'll give you boys a lift. It's on my way." And I'm like,
this is where I look to you to go, no.
But, and I'm not good at saying no unless I have a good reason. If I had a reason, like if I could say to him, "Oh, no, sorry. We've got another friend coming in, there won't be enough room." Or like if I had anything. But in that moment, I thought, he's right. We are going to be waiting for a while. And this is an unnecessary spend of money. And this guy is offering us a lift for free and it is on his way. Fair enough. And I go, okay, sure. So we walk over to his car. And he goes, he talks to his wife. He's like, oh, I got these two British boys. I'm going to take them. The wife does not look at us. We all get in the car, except
him. No. I just want to pause you there. So I just can't emphasize enough. They are fucking old, like creepy old.
They're not creepy. You're really exaggerating.
They're 70s. And and we walk.
You hit your 70s, by the way. Just know you're creepy.
We look at the wife and we go, we look at the wife as we're getting to the car and she fucking stares at us like this. She death stares at us as we walk into the car. She does not smile. And we go,
no, that's true.
We do a little, awkward British hand wave. Doesn't do anything.
We get in the car.
It's like a family car. And it's just us and the old
wife at this point.
And the old woman. She's proper old.
She's not.
She's creepy old. And then, what is it we say to her?
We just go, oh, how are you? Thank you for giving us a lift. She just fucking blanks us completely.
She has nothing back to us.
Doesn't say a word.
And we're cramped into this tiny little car.
And in my head at this point, I go, she knows what he's about to do to us. She can't talk to us because she knows we won't be here. And I start panicking. Because I'll be honest, I am a paranoid person. Anyway, we set off driving, and this guy's making conversation. He asked us what we do. This is how I could tell you were nervous. I often lie about what I do. I feel great shame saying I'm an influencer. Like, I hate it. So I will often come up with a fib. This guy will never ever, he will always tell the truth. He loves bragging about his 15 million subscribers.
No, I love bragging about my niche stand-up comedy.
Whatever, the point is he loves talking about it. He went, we're students. And I thought, what? He never lies.
I know, I lied. I thought, if they know we have wealth, they'll get us.
Which I thought was silly, because I thought, actually, if you tell him we have a show in town next day, he's not going to get us, because he'll know people
will
miss us.
No, he'd kidnap us and ransom us.
No, but people would know we were going missing. People would go, where are those boys that are supposed to do a show?
No, but they find out after they've... Anyway, yeah, it was a good
strat. The point is, anyway, Tom's lied, so I'm just going ahead with this lie. And you know, I'm like thinking, and we're both a bit nervy. And then Tom...
He's driving alongside a cliff.
Alongside a cliff. And he goes, a lot of motorcycle accidents here, people die. Sounds about people dying. I'm going, oh God.
And he keeps bringing up people dying.
And then you talk, this is the one that really got me. This was the line where I got the most panicked. I went, oh my God, I think he actually is going to do something. Is you were on about how we'd been to the beach. Can't remember which beach. Perth. In Perth.
Cotslow
Beach, that was it. And your mum was upset that we went swimming because of the sharks. Because British people all think there's like sharks. The second you go in Australian water ankle deep, British people think you're going to get eaten. And your mum was like, like, there's sharks, you shouldn't go in the water. And you went, oh, mate, you're in more danger in this car than you are at the beach. What? No! I was like, what do you mean? I was like, what do you mean I'm in more danger in the car? Well, I'm not in danger. Oh, I hated it.
That bit was particularly uncomfortable. And then he started talking about how, yeah, there's way more roadside deaths than there are shark deaths. And he just kept talking about death, this guy. And we were like...
And then we got to what we thought was our turn. And he drove past it.
Yeah.
And then we were oh my God, we're fucked. But then we just had the wrong turn and he pulled in and dropped us off and he was completely pleasant.
He was a really lovely guy.
And he was really nice.
And I think the woman was actually just really annoyed because... He clearly like taken us, and it wasn't on their way.
I think it was more out their way than he'd.
Yeah,
made
I don't think they were. I think we might just be anxious.
There was nothing wrong with them, but I must admit, it is a little much to say to people you're in more danger in this car.
It did.
That's unnerving.
There was a tension, and I properly, as the kids say, locked in. I was a bit like, oh no.
I wasn't fond of it.
I could tell that when we got into the dialogue, it was up to me to kind of, I was like, oh no, this is bad. Like there was I thought it's fine. And then we got in the car and then it was just really quiet. And it was just unnerving, man. It was just unnerving.
Yeah, it was unnerving, but it was completely fine. It was only unnerving once you'd gotten the notion in your head that you might get kidnapped. If you take that away, it was just a completely pleasant old Aussie guy taking us.
Who talked about death a lot.
He did bring up death a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah.
And he was hench as well.
He was big.
And also me and Jack had just been talking about fighting as well.
We could have outstrengthed him though.
We've been talking about boxing together for like 20 minutes. Yeah. But I thought he was going to turn around in my head and stab you with a needle and put you to sleep.
You live in a cartoon, man.
Mate, you thought he was going to kidnap us as well.
Yeah, I didn't think he was going to have fucking mystery narcotics and a syringe. I thought he was just going to drive.
Oh, what would you have done if he kidnapped us?
Tried to escape.
No, but you wouldn't want to fight him because he would have swerved it off the road.
I would have swerved it off the road. That would have been the first thing I would have done.
We're on a cliff.
Yeah, other way into it was like a cliff that went up, right? So there was like cliff wall.
You would have swerved us into a wall. You knobhead. We would have died.
No, he's in the front. Him and his missus would have got knocked about. We're in the back, safe.
Hey, anyway. I tell you what we did do. We went to this animal sanctuary. Let's rewind in that same day a bit. This is our off day in Brisbane. And we had a lovely time in this sanctuary. We saw these koalas and they're awesome. And I don't know what the deal is with Australia, but they're very fucking relaxed. You can just go and like sit with a kangaroo. I'm just like,
there was
chill
no,
with it. No security.
No training. No one told
like,
you what
like
to do.
There were like four-year-olds going up to these huge... And they're fucking strong bastards, are kangaroos.
Yeah, there was just a whole paddock and you could pay. You didn't even have to, but you could if you wanted to pay $2 for kangaroo food. You just went in, you could feed them and they'd just lay there with you. And
they were amazing.
They just wanted like hugs and shit. They were great. But anyway, we're there. We're having fun. We went to see some koalas. They're funny to watch. Next thing you know... We went to a bird show, that was it. We went to a bird of prey show and the birds, some of the owls were flying right over your heads and one flew right over mine and Tom filmed it. And then after the show was done, some lady who sat was behind us, she goes, oh, I'm ever sorry. I think when you were filming, you filmed the bird go over my granddaughter's heads. Do you think you could send me that video? Tom goes, yes. This lady is not the best with phones. So
she's scouse.
She...
She's from Liverpool.
She was from Liverpool. I don't know what he's trying to imply. I'm not. I love the Scouse people. Anyway, Tom, it takes a little while. We struggle to transfer this file. Be like, oh, you got AirDrop. Not quite sure how AirDrop works. We're like, oh, fine, we'll send it on WhatsApp. We can't figure that out. Eventually, does it get emailed in the end? I think it takes a while. So anyway, we get to chatting to this lady because we're there so long, and you say we're on tour and stuff. So anyway, we end up making a lot of conversation, and then she has three little grandkids who must have been all like 4 years old at most. And we just keep running into them for the rest of the day and chatting to them a little more. And by the end, the kids have really taken to me and Tom, right? And they're like, they think we're really funny. They keep telling us little stories and, you know, it's sweet, right? And anyway, she says, well, she offered to give us a lift to the mountain.
Which we should have taken.
No, I don't know.
She wasn't going to kidnap us.
You don't know.
No, she was sick. She was so, I really
she was really her. Nice, but you never know. Not now. I'm never taking a lift ever again in my fucking life, especially not in Australia. But anyway, she offers to take us, but we go, no, we've got to go meet a koala. We booked to meet a koala. So we were like, thank you for the offer though. So she goes, cool, I'm going to leave. The grandkids, then she goes to leave. They chase after us and they're like, yeah. And she's like, no, you're going, you've got to go home. You've got to go home. And they're going, no. You know, whatever. It's a really
I'm
sweet
really good
interaction.
With kids.
Tom's great with these kids. It's very lovely.
You're
eventually
right. You're
they
like
leave.
Fine.
I'm great with kids too.
You're
I just,
pretty good.
I'll be honest, I didn't, Not I didn't care for these kids in that they weren't pleasant, but like, they're not my responsibility. Be on your way. You know, that's all. That's
you're
all. I had a day to have. Anyway, and they were lovely, don't get me wrong. And I'm sure Janet might see this. And please don't take this the wrong way.
Janet, you were fucking
she was
so
lovely.
Sick. I thought you were the best.
But anyway, the, you know, you but you're a little bit, you're getting a lot more out of the interaction. You're having a lot of fun. I've got
I really am, and
nephew.
I really want kids when I'm older. So I was like, oh, this is.
I do too, but I've got my own niece and nephew already. I
do you know what I mean? I don't have any.
I didn't need new ones.
I don't have anyone I chat to.
But anyway, this is how this. Anyway, so we eventually chew the kids off. They go, they leave, and Tom goes, oh, I love kids, man. I really get kids. That's what he said. He went, I get kids. And, you know, you saying you get anyone doesn't tend to end well for you. And it didn't this time either, because we're in the line now to meet the koala. And there's just another couple, probably a similar age to me and Tom, in front of us. There's this couple. I said another couple, like we're a couple. There was a couple in front of us. And Tom goes, I really get kids. I get. And you keep saying it quite loud. And
it's because I do. I get kids.
And and I don't even remember
how... I just get them.
That...
They just play in the same way I play.
I know. This is what you were saying. I don't know how we engaged in conversation with this couple, but then
I kept asking them some shit. And I was like, what was I saying to them?
I can't remember.
I was being cheeky. I can't remember.
But like, either way, we kind of engaged these people. Like, they were sort of now listening to Tom go, I really get kids. I get kids. And the girl just goes, nonce. Fucking Australian stranger just calls you a nonce. So
that's like
funny.
No, I'm not. No. I was so annoyed.
Or like, she went like
no, it's because I called.
She went like, that's a bit noncey or something.
I called her
hilarious.
Weird. I called her a boyfriend weird. I can't remember why.
Oh yeah, he was talking about piss.
Oh, because the koalas. Because you're in line for the koalas and they piss on you.
Yeah, and
oh no, because they have chlamydia, and I kept saying they're going to give us chlamydia, and I kept warning them about chlamydia.
Yeah, and then anyway, she called you a bit noncy, which for Americans means a bit paedophile-y.
Which I'm not,
but
do you know what I mean?
I thought that was really funny. And that really tells you, you know, that summarizes the Australian people. They have a banter level that is great.
This is what I've been saying. It's they have the confidence of Americans, but the humor of British people.
And it's incredible.
Can I just
say,
what
a combo.
And I'm going to speak for both of us here. Our Australian fans, you are my favorite fans.
They're so funny.
They were very funny. They're so, and they're like, they're all our age as well.
They were slightly older.
They were older, and I was getting recognised like triple the amount in Australia. It was so sick. I was walking around Australia like, yeah, things haven't changed. It was awesome.
But Australia, it was really good. But I just want to say to the Australian
people, I love my Australian fans.
Well done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Anyway, Singapore, we went there afterwards, almost immediately.
It was great, yeah, but I just wanted to go home the whole time. It was amazing, but it was too hot. It was way too hot.
Oh, I really like a warm place.
No, it was fucking like someone had stuck a fucking Hoover down my throat, mate, or a fucking, it was horrible.
What?
It was honest
what
to God horrible.
Said? What do you mean? All right,
it's too hot. It's too
hot. Does it make sense? Hoover's not even warm.
I meant hairdryer. Anyway, it was pissing me off. But even we were in Universal and I wanted to, I felt like being in a waiting room for the 2 days
yeah,
after.
Yeah, you said
the show.
That. You said, because we'd done our last show.
It was a
point.
Great waiting room, but I really wanted
we
to.
We did
come
our
home.
Last show and then we still had like two more days in Singapore. And you really didn't like that limbo. You just wanted to do the show and go home.
I really, really was homesick. I was the most homesick I've been in my whole life at the end of that.
I was homesick specifically about getting back to Mansfield, though, for some reason. I think Australia had Mansfield vibes.
Yeah,
not give,
the people
not,
with their
the people, not the weather or the beauty or well, any of that.
All
really.
Of the biases,
just the people.
Yeah, but we met Aaron Scoot. Oh yeah, and when we were in Lo Pan Sat, was that
Lao Passat?
Lao Passat. Guess what? Right, we was eating our food. This is after Jack had spilled his beer at the beginning in this food hall, and everyone starts going crazy behind me, and I'm like, oh my god, okay, here we go. I'll take some photos. I'll sign some things. Turns out it's the frigging Prime Minister of stupid, horrible France and Singapore are right behind me. I'm thinking, oh my God, they're getting all the attention, not me. And
know.
Let me tell you at this point, Jack, I started getting a little jealous.
You are an idiot, and I want you to know that. Because all there was, like, it wasn't just like people with
idiot.
Their phones, there was like professional news microphones and cameras. They don't give a shit that Tommy Innit's in Singapore that badly, bro. I'm sorry.
Freaking Innit is here.
Tommy freaking Innit. Like, I'm sorry.
Tommy motherfucking legendary Innit.
I'm sorry. They're not calling up CNN like, Tommy Innit's here. Like, they're not
oh,
doing that,
wank.
Man.
It was wank. I just
and also, they were all gathered fucking way over there.
I thought they were moving as a horde like our zombies do or cattle.
But they were clearly all circling someone who wasn't you.
Yeah, but I thought, who could it be? The
Prime Minister of the country, it turns
Come
out.
Come on, what has he... How many square videos has he made, Nobed? None. He has not.
Singapore is not, for those who don't know, is not... It's like a city that is a nation. It's like the Vatican or something. Like it's like,
was it you can drive across it in 45 minutes?
It's 45 minutes across and an hour up and down. Like, it's tiny, tiny, tiny. It is one big
That's
city.
A lot of people.
It has 7 million people.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Which is like the size of London. Like, it's big, but it's for a nation, it's small. So when I thought about it, I was like, oh yeah, this is like a national heritage site. If like, it's not a big country. It makes sense that we've accidentally ran into the Prime Minister. Like, there's not many places for him to be.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? The fact that the French Prime Minister is there is less unlikely because that's not where he lives.
And yours truly.
I must admit, it is a strange room when Macron, whoever, I don't know the name of the Singaporean Prime Minister, and Tommy Innit
are all in the room. Same
that
room.
That is weird. But
I nearly gave him guest list, but I thought, nah, yeah. Nah, you should pay. You've got money.
But I really liked Singapore. I thought it was great. One of the nights, my favourite thing we did was, as I say, Aaron has family over there. We went to his cousin's house and they did us like a proper, like traditional Indian lunch. And like, it was all... You know, really proper. They made curry. They made like, I can't remember all the other stuff, but it was fucking delicious.
Pakoras.
I don't know much. I
love Indian
really
food.
Had much Indian food, so I don't
love Indian food. Man.
You're a big Indian fan.
Massive.
Anyway, this really translates because obviously in India and therefore in Singapore, because a lot of people like the culture's a lot more. What am I trying to say? Like it comes over much more strongly. They eat with their hands, like they do in India, right? Tom, they say to us, we're going to eat with our hands because that's what we do. We do have forks if you want them, but like we invite you to eat like us if you wish. I then look to Aaron because I think this is your family, mate. You make the call and he goes, I'll have a fork. And I think at that point, slightly relieved, thank fuck I'll have a fork as well. Because no offense, like that's their culture. That they I That sounds like a sensory nightmare to me, eating curry with my hands. The idea of sauce all over my fingers and rice, like that to me does not sound, like I wouldn't enjoy that. And that's like, that's great. And please go ahead, it's your house. But if you're offering me the fork, I'm gonna take the fork. Tommy Innit over here, king of already eating with his hands all the fucking time, even in a culture where it's not acceptable, is right on board.
I was amazed. I was so happy. You finally couldn't believe you're speaking it. My language.
He couldn't believe. You went, you eat the curry with your hands? And they went, yeah. And he was like, yeah. I've never seen. He was so excited at the concept. And I just remember, and you were doing it wrong. You were just like trying it. And you were like, you were like, the rice is falling out of my fingers. How do I do it? So they taught you. And next thing you know, Tommy is there fucking eating rice. He's shoving it in with his thumb the proper way. You won massive kudos with the family.
I won them over. They were impressed.
Oh, Aaron's uncle looks at Aaron and goes, look at Tom. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they're disappointed totally in him because it's his fucking, it's partially his culture. He's not even embracing it. You know, you can see the shame and they can see the pride in you.
Yeah, I fucking love
this. This all disappears immediately.
And they came to my show.
And they well. No. The aunt and uncle
hadn't. Oh, no, they hadn't.
They hadn't been. So they that's why they could still respect you.
The half white joke went down so well in Singapore.
It did.
They kept telling me like, oh my God, half white, other half. Also, what? They like didn't think it was ironically shit. They thought it was great.
The people really did fuck with that joke.
I was pretty happy.
But anyway, all the respect goes out the window. He's eating with his hands. He's really enjoying the meal. It's great. And then halfway through the meal, we go, is that a massage chair? In there, like, it's like a living room dining area. And in it is like all this stuff. And there's just like, quite a big, like the massage chairs you see in like fucking supermarkets and like malls and not supermarkets, malls and like
airports
and shit. One of those just in their house. And they go, yeah, yeah. Do you want to go? Immediately, you get up from the dinner. I don't even, and no one else is, everyone's still eating. You've done.
I wash my hands, yeah.
Yeah, but everyone else is still eating. You go, yeah. Get up mid meal, plonk yourself down in the massage chair. Start getting a massage. It like tilts back all the way.
And it like clamps around your legs and your arms. You couldn't move.
Yeah, you couldn't get out of the thing. And I could tell very quickly that wasn't good because you start going, oh, it's quite hard, isn't
it? I'm like grunting and
you're
shit.
You're quite a skinny guy or a bit, but there's not much meat on you to massage. All of a sudden
puts it on the hardest setting.
He's sat in it like, this is quite hard. And they're all laughing. And they just say to
but
you,
I didn't want to shame myself. I was doing so well, so I didn't want to turn down the massage.
I think already by this point, I think the shame had already started kicking in because everyone in your face could see the pain.
It was really hurt.
And then we carry on eating it. After about 2 minutes, I look over and go, how's it going, Tom? And you go, yeah. Like, and you like strain out this like response. So funny.
It hurt so much.
Funny.
It was a sick chair though. I nearly thought I'll get a massage chair and then I thought.
I really don't know how to explain to you that Tom... It's precisely something you would do that someone would have a massage chair and you'd have to have a go in their chair.
There's a massage chair in a living room. What?
In a way that I think most people wouldn't ask.
Why?
I don't know. Do you know what? I don't know how to explain this to you because it's only me and you talking. But like, I remember I told my parents that story and I went, Tom had a go because he had to. And they all went, yeah. It what? Made sense. It was so in character.
Yeah, but
like, no, everyone was like, no. He would
if
have to ask.
If a normal person saw, if we were there and there's a massage chair there, you'd have a go.
I would in your office as my friend that I've known for 5 years.
If anyone has a massage chair.
A stranger's
chair,
house we've never met who invited us around for dinner. I wouldn't get up from the dinner table and go, can I have a go in your massage chair?
No. I went, there's a massage chair there. And they went, yeah. And I went, with my eyes. I didn't ask. I asked with my eyes.
That's even worse.
How is that worse?
Because you knew it was rude to ask, so you wouldn't. So you're like,
yeah, that's not, no. If you have a massage chair in your room next to your kitchen table, you're begging for people to have a go.
You probably use it yourself.
I know they did. I asked, when do you use it? And they said, after a hard day. And I went, that's good, because I never have those. Because of my job, and I count of it being easy.
But, that was great. So Singapore was great. Real cultural experience happened there.
And also, you usually have to put a penny in or a pound at an airport.
And this was just free, yeah.
And it's
true.
A Germany at an airport, whereas I trust these people.
I'm glad. Very glad. Got a new segment for you, Tom. Came up with it recently. New character. All right? It's where we role play characters. I've got two for you. First one, guy that is a feminist but doesn't quite get it.
Oh, you're just doing it. Okay. Yep. All right. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
If women belong in the kitchen, how come all the best chefs are men? okay, clearly not your character, Tom. I thought it was quite funny. Because the guy, he thinks he's doing the right thing by dispelling the women belong in the kitchen rumour, but just dismisses them as shit chefs. I thought that was funny. It was a good concept. All right, never mind. They don't all have to land. Next character, Tom. Guy that is on a podcast, but is afraid of microphones. I'll let you lead this one in.
This segment's going to be amazing for our audio listeners.
You're the host, so you're interviewing me.
Oh, sorry.
You're not just pushing the mic.
I thought you wanted the mic. Sorry. All right, Jack, take your mic. Yeah, the mic.
I think they can hear me fine.
No, Jack, you need the mic, pal.
No, Jack, you need the mic.
No, it's fine. They can hear
Jack,
me.
Jack, they can't hear you.
I'll do that.
They can't hear you.
You just asked me the questions.
Jack,
you
just asked come me the, on. You promised you me you'd
me the
do
question.
It.
You just asked me the questions.
All right. Well, I'm proud to have you here.
Thanks. Do you think they can hear me?
Yeah, they can hear you.
I don't know if this is as good as I thought it was.
Maybe these characters aren't as good as I thought. You really didn't like my feminist character. I did. I'll be
honest. Hang on. Wait. Do it again.
Okay.
I'll see if I like it.
He's a character.
Yeah.
And he thinks he's a feminist. He really thinks he's supporting women, but he doesn't quite get it. He doesn't think deep enough. Okay. So you've just said to me, women belong in the kitchen. That's horrible. I go, whoa. If all women belong in the kitchen, how come all the best chefs are men? Because of like Gordon Ramsay and like Hector Blumenthal, he's a man. Heston Blumenthal, Hector, whatever his fucking name is. You know? So clearly women don't belong in the kitchen because all the best chefs are men.
Okay, right. I'll hit you with one. All right. This is.
Well, no, you got to not laugh.
No, I'm joining your feminist.
I don't really think you're
making
me
look like workshopping.
This is going to get clipped now because you didn't even laugh. Everyone's just going to think. No. You can't just move on.
He's a feminist. Guy that thinks he's a feminist, but he's not good at it. Periods are bad. But you know what's worse? Nuclear warfare. So?
That's shit.
Thank God there's not nuclear warfare going on.
Oh, no, man. I did this. You know what? I did this in an Ellie video on one of Ellie's vlogs, right? And I thought, I'll bring it over to the podcast. It went down a treat. Went down a hoot over there. Ellie laughed really hard. She thought it was hilarious. Fuck it, I'll bring it over here. Yeah, it's a woman-approved joke as well. And you're here being all woke, being like, oh, I can't laugh at that. Fuck it, it's funny,
Tom. Genuinely, before we do the podcast, I call up girls and I approve every joke before I say it. So I make sure every joke's woman-approved. So that's funny you've only just started doing that.
We run everything by Mirren before we start. I ran this by Mirren.
No, every ad-lib.
What?
Every single thing is not made up. I've ran it by a woman. Can we move on, Jack? Because this sucks.
No, fine. I won't do my new characters since you think they're all shit. That was going to be a new recurring segment, but I guess I'll never do a character again.
Okay, I've only got 20 minutes, and I've still got tons of points I want to get through. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they're way better than my characters. I'm next. I've got a question for you. I do want to know this. What have you been doing since you've been back from tour?
Fucking listening to this wanker give me the shittest characters in the world.
Fuck off,
wait,
man.
It's you. You're the wanker. No, guess what I've been doing, Jack? I have been 4 days doing two things. One, I've been to many concerts. I've been to Bruce Springsteen, Robbie Williams, and Joe. What was that?
I was just counting them. Yeah. You've just went to the most middle-aged set of concerts.
Joe.
Apart from Joe, obviously, but I mean...
Bruce Springsteen is not middle-aged. He transcends age.
Sure.
I'll talk more about Bruce and Robbie Williams later on, as our fans are dying to hear me talk about Bruce. But here's the thing at Joe. I got there and I paid for the VIP package and I got there and I fucking was like, all right, okay. I'm not sure if I'm going to get recognised, but I went by myself, Jack. I went all the way up to London to go to this concert by myself and I got there and I got to the line and these two girls in front of me went, oh, hey. And I was like, oh, hey. It's like 100 people in this really sort of zigzag of a line, so really close. I'm thinking, oh, no one's going to know me. And then like half the line just started screaming and pointing at me and I was like, socially, this is going to be a difficult one. But then I got in and I just chatted to them all for ages because it was 3 hours to the Joe.
Oh, you got there. Why did you get there for doors?
Because I stood right at the front. It was amazing. Also, I thought I didn't realize. He came on at 9. Who comes on at 9? I thought he'd come on at 8, so I got
Everyone
there for 6.
Everyone comes on at 9.
No, they don't. Bruce and Robbie come on at 7:30.
Yeah, but Bruce does a 4-hour gig from my ear.
Exactly, because he's a legend.
And what does Robbie Williams do?
about a couple of hours. Robbie Williams talks a lot about fucking short form content and AI in his, anyway.
Really? But, okay, we'll talk about that in a bit. Yeah.
Anyway, I was chatting to this one girl for ages and she was like, I've been listening to the podcast. It got me through finals. I was like, oh, that's great. She was holding a pint and I was like, have you got the Patreon? She's like, no. And I was like, well, you're stupid then, because you could be on the Patreon and get out literally months worth of content, but instead you've chose to have that stupid pint. She was like, I'm sorry. I was like, ah, you're going to regret it, aren't you? And I had a go at this girl.
That's horrible to do that to your fans,
it's
Tom.
It's not horrible. It was,
Tom, you
it
can't
was
shout
ingest.
At your
it was
fans.
Ingest.
Our fans as well.
It was ingest,
if you're that
man.
Girl, I'm so, so sorry,
it was ingest.
Tom,
it was ingest.
Was verbally abusive
we was
to you.
You told me all about working at the cinema. We had a good...
The Joe concert.
And then my other thing I've been doing is amazing, is I've been cleaning for days, Jack. Days I've been cleaning. Since, you know, when we got back and you said you're going to have your resto relaxo day? Not me, Jack. I fucking cleaned all
Why?
Day. And then I cleaned the day
you
after
know, there's,
that.
You know, there's, you can pay people for
no,
that.
No, I fired my cleaner.
Why?
Because I'm
Why?
Doing it myself. I'm doing it all myself now.
Delegate. Remember what Smosh said? Delegate. I delegated the cleaning.
No. Remember what Smosh said? No, no. Stupid Smosh. They don't know the power that comes from cleaning. I've cleaned everything. And on Sunday, we did a whole cleaning day. We cleaned everything. All right? We cleaned all day Sunday. And then, guess what I did? Guess what I did Monday?
What?
Cleaned all day.
Why?
Because Jack thinks that everywhere's dirty in the house.
Yeah, your house is minging. I know
not,
that.
Oh, not anymore.
Well,
you
I imagine
around.
Not now. You've
not
cleaned,
now,
but...
no. And I've been sorting it. I've not sorted it since I moved in November because of my mental state. But now, oh my God, Jack. Because this is what I'm thinking about cleaning, right?
Have you been cleaning or are there different things cleaning?
Oh, everything. I've been doing both. And here's the amazing thing. And sorting as well. Cleaning, yeah. Tidying, and sorting.
Organising.
I've been cleaning. Guess why?
I couldn't.
It's because you do it today. And I'm... It stays tomorrow. Because you clean to... I'm going to go home and keep cleaning.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow I wake up. And it's not like a hotel room where it's different every day. Because the only things that were permanent on tour was what's on my laptop and my body. But not anymore, Jack.
It's true.
Now my house is. And the nicer I make it, the nicer it'll be tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's fucking brilliant.
That's
and
a great philosophy.
Better. Thank you.
It'll be there if the cleaner does it tomorrow as well.
Yeah, but the clean doesn't do it with as much love and care as I do it. And it costs me money.
It does. It sounds like it's taken up a lot of time.
Also, I haven't cleaned for years because I've had a cleaner.
I do the cleaning every day. Like, every day I clean up after myself so then I wake up in the morning, it's nice. But I don't do the big clean.
You should.
The cleaner
does
the big
but
clean.
Me, Harry and Aaron, we put our minds together and we do the... Oh, but stupid fucking Harry, guess what he did?
Yeah, he's not good at cleaning.
No, guess what he did? We dropped a bed. He dropped a bed on my head and then my head slammed back in it. That was my worst moment. It wasn't my beard. It's when he dropped that bed on my head. I forgot about that.
Because the damage, yeah. What do you mean he dropped a bed?
We were taking the big bed from his room up to the smaller room.
Just the mattress, the whole thing.
The bed, the bottom bit, the bed.
The frame.
Yeah, but it's not a frame, it's this big thing. And it goes in two halves. And we're taking it up these stairs and I was shouting at Harry because he was doing it all wrong. And I was like, Harry, you have to do it this way. And, then he fucking, I don't know, as an accident, it slips out of his hand. The bed, while we're on that steep stairs, comes down at me and then it comes and hits me. I slam my head back. It really hurt. And I go, Harry, you wanker. But it didn't hurt that bad. So I forgave him. But I was pretty, he was like, are you all right? I was like, no, Harry, I'm annoyed at you because you dropped a bed on me. You went, oh, sorry. And it's all right.
I forget. I'm glad you got over that.
I did, but I was annoyed for a bit.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Reasonably so.
In my exploring and doing all this, Jack, I've met some amazing people. But let me tell you about this woman I met on the train.
Oh, you have no. Wait, hang, where are we?
Yeah, I'm doing it right.
All right, kid.
I'm doing it right. It's just a lot of me, but it's about to stop being me. Don't worry. But you'll like this story.
Yeah.
Is I've met lots of people. I've had lots and lots and lots of chats.
Yeah.
But on the way to Joe, I sat with this next to this woman. She had a 7-month-year-old baby on the train.
Yeah.
And I was sat, and the baby kept smiling at me, so I was smiling a bit. And then I got into a chat with her, and we started chatting. And you know me, I've got questions, and I've always wanted to ask someone with a newborn baby some questions.
Sure.
So I asked her, because, you know, I'm obviously interested in having kids, so I was asking her the honest stuff. So I said, do you still have free time? She said, no. I said, that sounds rubbish, you're not selling me. She said, oh, well, and I went, yeah. Then I asked her, this is a thoughtful one, did you immediately love the baby? She said, no. I said, really? She said, yeah, it took a bit of time, but over time you do fall in love with the baby. And I went, oh, all right. So I know to be disappointed then. She went, all right. And then this was the only question I regretted asking. Because I said, you know, can I be honest with you? She said, all right. I said, if I had a baby, I'd be dead nervous. I'm going to drop it all the time. Do you get nervous? You'll drop it. She goes, yeah, I'm nervous about that constantly. And I went, oh. I shouldn't have asked that.
Sometimes people describe being a parent and it actually sounds really bad.
Mm.
And that's the thing. I've always really wanted kids. And then recently I've went, do I? Because while I was on tour, and Ellie went away for a bit while I was on tour, so we had to get a cat sitter. I was fucking so on edge the whole time that someone else was looking after our cats. I just didn't trust them fully. Not that there's anything wrong with them, like just because I'm just like weird. I hated it. And they're fucking cats, mate. They're really independent cats.
Imagine you have a son, do you know what I mean?
Who isn't independent at all.
Yeah.
Probably going to be a big idiot.
Yeah.
Horrible. So I don't know, but it's really crossed my mind recently.
I'll be honest, man. I thought you'd laugh more at my anecdote. I thought you'd be like, oh, it's Tom asking a woman sort of slightly inappropriate things in Tom fashion.
No,
you didn't laugh.
Those were good questions.
You didn't laugh.
And she gave you good answers.
But I thought you'd find it at
least was going to give you, if she was up for answering them, I don't think there's nothing wrong with it, but it's if she turned around and was like, why are you asking me that, you weirdo? Which would have been
Guess I'll never tell an anecdote again.
Well, that's what you get for not laughing at my characters. Actually, that was the whole fucking problem. This is what I've been doing since I got home, since you asked.
Jack, sorry. What have you been up to since you've been home, Jack?
Well, I'll tell you, Tom.
I care equally.
I got in on Monday.
As did I. We got in together.
We did. We got in on Monday. I got to my house. I immediately downloaded Force Unleashed on the Xbox. Game from like 2010. No, not even. I'm a fucking my mate from primary school playing that around my house. It's got to be, you know, whatever. I played the Force Unleashed for a bit. At this point, I didn't realize how tired I was because I was really struggling with the Force Unleashed. Mm. So then I went to see Justin over lunch. Awesome, my friend Justin. You guys have met him now.
Our good friend Justin.
No, I think he introduced himself as Jack's good friend Justin.
But that's only because you anecdote about him.
Yep,
that's true.
Anyway. My good friend Justin, we went for lunch.
Very good friends.
That's not what he says. We went for lunch.
Don't say that. Justin would never say that. He's a kind soul.
He wouldn't. But we went for lunch. I had a little bit of lunch, and I said, "Oh, when you get off work, what are you doing?" He went, "Nothing." I went, "Oh, cool. Let's go get
did
a,
you have a beer."
We did. Not at lunch. No.
Good work.
He's working. So then I went back, played more Force Unleashed, went to the pub with Justin.
Are you going to do every day since a week ago? You're going to give me your full day?
They're quite easy.
Okay. All right.
Went to the pub with Justin. Then Ellie got home because she was in LA. She landed back from LA that day. So I went back home. Me and Ellie spent the night together. I played more Force Unleashed. Went to bed. Next day, got up. Had a slow morning. Got to the Xbox around 12. Played the entirety of the Force Unleashed until 11 p.m. I got up once.
Oh my God, really?
I got up once to make dinner. That was it. I played all of it. I downloaded all the DLC and finished all that as well. I had a much easier time on day two. I was rested. I'd really been struggling on day one. I got through a lot more on day two.
Wow.
Day three, I woke up. I'd finished The Force Unleashed. So I downloaded Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order and started that. Around lunch, Harry got in. So I went for lunch with Harry. We had 6 beers. And then I went to the pub with Ellie and had, oh no, no, I, no, that was my, I forget. There was six beers. I then on Thursday went to Justin's for dinner, where we went to see karaoke. We went to see open mics, not karaoke. And we had six beers. Then on Friday, I went to home to Mansfield, saw my parents for the first time in ages, where I had six beers. On Saturday, I went to the pub to see my good friend Sergeant Will. We played pool and had six beers. Then on Sunday, I thought, I shouldn't have any beers today. So I had no beers. And then yesterday, I got to London and took myself out for dinner and had one beer. Today, I have had no beers so far, but the day is young. That is okay. How I've been since I've gotten back off tour. It's been a lot of Xbox and beer. And seeing my family in Mansfield, which is, that was the big kicker.
Was that nice?
It was a lovely time. As I say, Australia really made me miss home. And I really wanted to get home and see Sarge and all my friends that I don't get to see very often and my family. And it was the most successful. I've got a lot of family in Mansfield. So getting to see all of them in a weekend is often I usually don't see everyone. It was the most efficient trip ever. I hit everyone. I went to see everyone, even family, friends. I saw fucking everyone, man. But I have a couple of stories. One is that, and this is maybe only funny to me, but I've got to tell it. I bought some toothpaste in Australia that's whitening toothpaste because sometimes the comments are mean about my teeth. I thought, I know, they've made me self-conscious. Horrible. You look horrible. Anyway, so I bought some whitening toothpaste and
What do they say about your teeth?
It's a bit yellow.
Oh, who's been saying that in the comments?
I don't know. I didn't take names.
I'll have a word. That's not kind of
they were a bit. They were a bit mean to me. So I thought, everyone has flaws. I thought, you know what?
That's not a flaw, Jack.
How
dare you?
No, to be fair though, I know it's true? Because for years, the dentist didn't believe I was brushing my teeth properly when I was a kid. And I had to tell him I was, and I genuinely was. And then we just came to the conclusion that everyone's natural hue is a bit different and mine is just a bit yellower. But this was always a point of discomfort for me. So when the YouTube comments started saying it, I thought, I've got to sort this. Anyway, so I bought this whitening toothpaste. It's been working a treat, to be fair. It has baking soda in it, right? It has baking soda in it. So but anyway, that gives it a bit of a burn. Minty.
I've had that toothpaste.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of a burn to it. So I've been using it. It's been fine. I took it home. My fucking brother, the knobhead, he's got his own toothpaste, but he sees a new tube on the side and he uses mine, right? I'll not get into that. That's classic my fucking brother. Next thing you know, he bursts out of the bathroom with a toothbrush in his mouth. He goes, "What's this?" I go, "What?" He goes, "It tastes like deep heat." Deep heat is shit that you rub on your muscles to make to heal it. It's tastes like fucking deep heat. And I thought, nowhere else in the world would anyone burst out of a bathroom and go, "Tastes like deep heat." So I thought that was, I'd had six beers at this point. That was the day where I'd got home. So I found this.
That could have been any of the days, really.
It was any of the days. Yeah. I found this impeccably funny. I thought this was really, really funny. So I laughed a lot and I wrote it down on my podcast notes as the best story ever. And now I've told it, I'm like, it's fine. It is funny, but it's not you got to know him. really, you got to know him. Some of you will. He used to stream, didn't he?
It was fine.
Some people will.
This next one?
Oh my God, yeah. So then I was talking to my mum and dad. And my mum sort of had a little jab at me because we spoke on our Patreon. Look, I'm breaking rules now. We tell secrets on the Patreon that we wouldn't usually say online, but I'm breaking the rules. I'm going to talk about it. I have done drugs, all right? And I'm sorry, but I admitted it on my Patreon. Look, sadly, my mum and dad are subscribers of the Patreon, so they heard about this. And my mum jabbed at me for having had a marijuana edible in Los Angeles.
I've done this
a few times. This is what I was saying to my mum. I'm not a marijuana guy. I don't do it in the UK. Can you imagine me going to a drug dealer, right? Just that alone is.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, you can't. One, me seeing a drug, I don't know how I would do it. Secondly, I'm a paranoid guy as it is. Weed doesn't generally suit me, right? So it's a rarity that I will ever, only ever when I'm in LA. It's like a when in Rome thing, right? Same. Lovely. So, but I say to my mum, the reason is the main thing that happens to me when I get high and the reason I don't enjoy it is I get paranoid about ghosts. You know me, you know I believe in ghosts, you know that. And we've had ghost experience together, Sam and Colby. But whenever I'm high, I get like, and it's only in, I get like, I feel like I'm being watched. Like, I'm like, there's something else here. There's like a presence. I don't like it. And I always end up just going to bed because I'm like, I can't deal with it.
Can't see me if I'm asleep.
Yeah. Like, you know, and there's, this is the thing. There's only been two places. Because I often when I go to LA, I stayed in one hotel in LA like two or three times when I've been there. And every time, the only places that's ever affected me and I've actually felt like ghost paranoia were the hotels that we stayed in on both the tours. So one of them is the Millennium. Shall I say this actually? Whatever. One of them is the Millennium and one of them is the Hollywood Roosevelt. They're the two hotels we stayed in on our tours. Right? I said to my mum, yeah, those two hotels, for some reason though, I really felt like I was being watched, hated it, felt really creeped out, couldn't sleep. Well, I did sleep.
They were lovely hotels.
But they were, but you know, I was really freaked out, but only when I was high. And I've been high in other places and not been freaked out. So I was like, okay. My mum was like, well, what if they're really haunted? Do you ever think about that? And I'm like, I'll Google it. So I Google LA most haunted hotels. There was a list of four. I'm not even joking. The Millennium and the Roosevelt were the top two.
Really?
Isn't that weird? Isn't it weird that I felt like that there, where I always feel like that, just sometimes, and then they happen to be on this list, and I didn't know that.
It could just be coincidence, though.
But two! Again, and there's only four in the whole fucking city.
Weird stay in two quite famous hotels.
Weird, though, man. Weird. I didn't like it. What, you know the Roosevelt, supposedly haunted by the ghost of Marilyn Monroe?
So that's who that was.
That's what I love. But yeah, I thought it was really weird. If you're into ghosts, I think that's properly... Because don't get me wrong, obviously, like, I'm just a bit high and paranoid, but also...
I think it might be, Jack. Isn't it weird that it
coincided with that supposedly really haunted place?
I think it might be the drugs you'd done.
Yeah, but...
Not the ghosts.
I've done drugs elsewhere and not felt that way. And isn't it weird that only in the places where there's supposedly hauntings that I didn't even know about... I'd felt that presence.
I think it would be...
I think I've got powers,
Your high levels of anxiety.
I think the drugs unlock powers.
You have a coffee.
I think what I need to do is do more drugs. And I think what will happen is they'll unlock powers in me and I'll be able to commune with the dead. Because of the drugs.
26 beers you've had this week.
Maybe if I had some more drugs.
How many beers have you had this week?
This... count. I told
6, 12, 18... How many days did you have 6 beers?
I think it was 25.
I think it might be the 25 beers you've had just this week.
No.
Might be having some sort of compound effect on you.
No. I had 26 if you include the alcohol-free one I had on the day I wasn't supposed to.
I don't include that.
Okay. Well, it was low alcohol. It was 0.4%. Is that count? 0.4? Yeah.
I tell you what, something spiritual I had that was mad.
Yeah.
Is I went to the gym. I overdid it on the leg press and my leg was cramping.
Mm.
And you know, sometimes your leg goes really stiff and you get like this shock of pain and you're like really still and then it's sort of fine. Like you like really tense your leg and you get it. Anyway, I went to sleep.
Like a cramp?
Yeah, like a crazy intense cramp occasionally. Yeah. I went to sleep and in my dream, I had the most intense leg cramp I'd ever had.
Yeah.
And then I woke up and I went, oh my God, my leg hurts.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I had the leg cramp,
yeah.
But I didn't wake up. So it became a part of my dream.
Yeah, that's really normal.
No.
No, yeah, it is.
That's never happened to me before.
Like your body's like, you know when you piss yourself in a dream and then you piss yourself in real life, like it's the same thing.
Well, it's all the same, innit? Everyone's always pissing themselves. But like, nah, it was mad. It was insane. I never had it. I was like, and then I woke up and I was like, my leg hurts.
Yeah.
And then I fucking stood up for 3 days at my concerts. So that didn't help.
Probably stretched out your leg.
Maybe it helped.
Yeah, maybe it helped. You know, you never know. The only time I've had a really bad leg cramp was when I was a kid, I played FNAF on my tablet. We couldn't afford an iPad. It was an Android tablet. Really shit one. And I couldn't afford a PC to buy FNAF. So I bought FNAF on the tablet, the fucking Android version. I got jump scared by Freddy on night 5 and was so scared. I tensed up so hard, my leg cramped. I got actually injured playing FNAF.
That is
horrible.
Scary.
I was so scared.
This is, you have a question to ask me, Jack.
But Tom, we don't really have the time, so we might have to ask it on the Patreon. But Tom, we've got so much to talk about over there.
If only this podcast can keep going, Jack.
Oh, but it will for 45
really?
Minutes.
Really?
For only $7
on
our Patreon.
That's nothing. That's nothing.
Oh, the money. I thought you meant the length of time. I thought 45 minutes is good.
Now, anyway. $7, Jack, I could either buy food for lunch or have months of
content. Yeah, it was one meal,
content.
You know. But
one meal.
We have so many stories to tell. We went to the casino after our episode with Fitz and Swagger Souls. We went to the casino with them that evening. It was your first time ever in a casino.
We got some good tales about that.
We got some
that.
Stories about that. We got fucking, me and him almost got in an actual fight on tour. We got that to talk about. We got so much to talk about for only $7 and plenty more.
My Nintendo
you can go
Switch
watch.
2's in the pub. That's another hook.
That's, that. Is that in the list? Or is that, it is, it's over there. Anyway, point is, we've got so much to talk about, so come join us.
Get in the link over, down there. Just click the link in the description, you stupid knobhead.
Over on... Oh, my God, wait. But
wait,
before
stop.
We, oh, my God, I almost forgot.
Wait,
we have been
pause,
away from
reverse
him.
It.
Reverse it. We've been away for so long, I've almost forgot about our good friend who's been being looked after by all our good friends. The freaking worm. He's heavy. Oh, my God, he's gone massive. Can you see him?
Let's have a look.
Wait, look. Oh, my God. Wait, hang on. Let me just figure out. He's spanning currently...
Why do you always have to go first with the worm?
Because you never remember him.
Oh, yeah.
Literally right now, he's going, I can see him, and then he goes down here. That's all the way around. That's huge.
I don't believe you.
He's just, and he feels heavy, too. Feel how heavy that feels.
Oh, my God, he is heavy.
And he's massive. Massive.
What have they been feeding him?
It's all the bevs he had with Harry. He had a bunch of alcohol with Harry. And he had a good sleep yesterday, last episode. Not God yesterday, damn. But last episode, he had a good sleep. He was tucked to bed after being sang a lullaby. So
right
he's
then, well, we're going to head
now
over
we're
now
move
to our
Patreon!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.